Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
More than 400 million guns in circulation right now in America. Highest year for gun sales, 23 million. 23 million. During that year, one in five households purchased a gun between March 20th, 2020 and March 2025. One in five. In the county, they have these meet and greets where you sign up and you get a permit for a gun permit. The county does it. The sheriff does it. Krause does a great job. And Mike Manko. They had one over the weekend pushing 1,000 people. And I hear day after day after day, I think I'm going to get a gun. There are 100 reasons why. People get nervous about some of the personal attacks on Jews, quite frankly. African-American gun sales have exploded. Why? They don't think, overall, the studies I've read suggest that they don't think they get the same police protection that other folks do. Seniors, sales are increasing rapidly. Why? They're living alone, and they don't think they get the protection they want. And women, gun sales exploding because they want a gun. One of my favorites, fantastic teacher, a law enforcement officer, Lisa Fabus. Hi, Lisa. How are you?
I'm good. How are you, Marty?
With Moms Got Guns. You tell me, why are so many folks buying guns now? Why?
So I think there are several key reasons why I think people are starting to prioritize their personal safety more. I think people are starting to become a lot more aware of what's going on in our society. We're seeing a lot more of first-time gun owners, which among them are women.
Yes.
Which is fantastic. I think people are starting to realize that they need to take protecting themselves into their own hands, and they have the ability to do so. On the other end, I think anytime there's a legislative uncertainty going on with potential guns, it kind of drives people to go out and purchase them. And I think that's what we're seeing nowadays, is people are starting to get scared and also more aware of what's going on.
Lisa Fabus, a Mom's Got Guns. What's the checklist someone should have in their mind before they decide to buy a gun? What should push them to do that?
So one is just understanding what the purpose for you buying a gun is. It shouldn't be an impulsive purchase. It needs to be more of a thought out process. Is owning a firearm right for you? The goal is to be responsible once you do. First, seeing if you're even eligible to purchase a firearm. There's processes that you go through. Are you going to be using it for home protection? Are you going to be carrying it in public? And if you are, then you need to get your carrying permit, which you would go to the sheriff's office in the county that you reside in. Every state has its own laws, so you need to get familiar with what your state laws are. And then you want to think about what steps you can take to be responsible. How are you going to safely store it at home? What training are you going to take? And we've talked before about, you know, there's so many training opportunities out there now. As you see firearm purchases increasing, you're also seeing the training opportunities increase. So I fully believe in being able to take a safety firearm course and some sort of training before you buy a firearm. There's many public places that you can go to rent a firearm and see what's appropriate for you. And then beyond that, how are you going to continue to be responsible? You see a lot of times that people buy these firearms and then they sit there.
Yep.
And then they expect if something happens that they're going to be able to use it safely. And that's not the case. So it is an ongoing process that you need to prepare yourself for, because it's just more than buying that firearm. Throughout the last year, I really tried to pay attention when talking with people who come to training about, you know, what are the reasons that took you a little longer? Or what are your concerns about not taking ongoing training? And I used to think that it was because of the expense. And I'm finding more and more that it's just being comfortable and getting that confidence that they are able to do it. So I've, you know, with my own business, I've tried to really adjust how I'm offering the trainings. I used to do a lot more classes and I still do offer them, but I find that when you get a new shooter or somebody that's not as comfortable, they want that one-on experience. They want to not be embarrassed that maybe that's something that they can't do. So those training opportunities are out there. We can't expect to be in a situation that is adrenaline driven and very stressful and be able to safely handle a firearm and then not train in a relaxed environment.
Lisa, the last person that came to you, Kevin Krause sent me this number yesterday. They had a sign up at a remote location, 800 people, a lot of them older, a lot of them women, a lot of them in rural areas. Why are they so afraid out in the country? What is that? Why would someone in their 70s, why would somebody 70 years old get a damn gun? Seriously.
They're scared. You know, we're starting, you know, being a woman, and my parents are getting older and they have a firearm, and you turn on the TV and you see all these dangerous things happening throughout our country.
So by the way, I love her. I call her all the time. So how old are your parents?
My parents are upper 60s.
Okay. So where do they live?
They live in Tennessee.
Urban or rural or what?
They're in a more like suburban area, outside of the city a little bit.
I ask everyone the same. So mom and dad are willing to shoot and kill someone who tries to break into their house. Do you think they can?
That is the mindset. You know, it's difficult to say what you would do in a certain situation. And I think that comes down to preparation. If you never think about it and you never train, you're going to be reluctant to be able to take another person's life. And it's a mindset that you have to prepare yourself to do so. I've never been in a shooting, but I would hope.
By the way, she's in law enforcement and most cops never get in a shooting, which is actually fascinating. Hey, Have your parents been victims of a crime?
They have not.
Wow. So again, it gets back. So what is motivating them? What are they afraid of? I love this.
Just to be prepared. I mean, you see, you know, all these things happening and they're happening anywhere. Sure. There's no specific places that these violent crimes are happening. It's becoming, unfortunately, common. And we've seen it in movie theaters. We've seen it in churches.
Oh, yeah.
We've seen it in parks. So, you know, crime dominate on where it happens. And, you know, I do want to bring up with, you know, reasons people don't train as much as they should.
Well, less than 5%. Less than 5%. Hold on. Less than 5% of the people that actually buy a gun get training from someone like you. It's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
It's very negligent.
Yep.
We can't keep making the excuses that we can't get to the range and, you know, practice. And, you know, I want to bring up, there are now dry fire systems that you can use at home to practice manipulating your firearm and being safe. This past year, I got the opportunity to start working for a company called Laser Strike Systems. And I actually bought the system for my parents, and they love it for Christmas.
So hold on, without shooting a gun, they can practice at home. Can you hang on, Lisa?
Yes.
All right, got a lot to get to here.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25, while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobo-pedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
I have been in this business for more than 30 years. I worked in Dallas, Los Angeles. I have never, ever seen so much fear in my life. And I tell you what, I never thought I'd say this. If I had a congregation, I would want to protect it. I just would. And God bless anyone who's Jewish, who has a congregation. And I wanted to bring Lisa into this. Lisa, I get that people are afraid and they're buying guns, but the real palpable, tangible evidence that if you're Jewish and you have a congregation, I think, Lisa, you have to find a way to protect them. I just think, I mean, it's unbelievable, the hate right now, right?
It is. It's scary, and it's everywhere. Every time you turn the TV, you see another act of violence. And I think this is starting to put fear into people that you can't rely on other people to protect you. You have to do, you know, what you can for yourself.
But Lisa, I've watched you. You have great videos. You're professional. Lisa, it isn't 5 minutes on the range, my friend. If you're going to do this, it takes time, not just, oh, I got my girlfriend a gun. We went to the range one Saturday. We're cool for the next 5 years. Really? Right?
Yeah, it's an investment. And, you know, like I mentioned before, you can't go out on the range and train one, two times and expect that you're going to be able to safely use your firearm if the situation arises. And, you know, I train a lot and I have my bad days. You know, there's some days that I leave the range and I'm like, yeah, it wasn't my best day. But you have to keep at it and you have to invest in it. So it's really important. And there are, you know, like I mentioned before, the training opportunities that are out there are also rising. And what's nice is there are more and more women instructors out there.
No, it's true.
My business is a woman-focused business. And speaking with the women that I train, you know, it's naturally for them to feel more comfortable with a woman instructor.
Sure.
And I also think, you know, there's a lot of my women that I train have been encouraged by their husbands who may already have a firearm that's in the home. So they're encouraging them to go out and learn. So, you know, I think it's great that there are so many more firearm owners, but the important part of it is, are you being responsible with it? And it's a process, and you have to keep training and you have to keep learning and educating yourself and getting familiar with your firearm.
Lisa Favis, momsgotguns.net. It's a pleasure, my friend. Really appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Dan the man, go ahead.
Marty, do you think maybe we're deporting the wrong people?
My man. Oh. You know,
these chuckleheads, if you grab them up and you take them 1,000 miles from here, drop them off, tell them that their parents got to worry about getting them home, I bet you their attitude would change.
It's horrible, though. A guy just sent me a video. I'm going to post of these kids beating the hell out of people downtown. My concern about downtown is multifaceted. When you have a 55-year-old grandmother who's knocked unconscious in broad daylight, that scares the hell out of me. And by the way, Patrick, that's not the first person. We had the young girl whose head was banged off the street. It happens a lot. The head of PNC was attacked downtown. It's a significant issue. And my fear is that at some point, someone's going to push someone and a juvenile is going to get shot. And then it's going to hit the fan, brother. Big time. Big time.
Well, you know that's going to happen.
You know it's going to happen. You know it's going to happen. And it's one of my greatest fears. Regarding Lisa, she's amazing. She's a professional. She's the best. I just don't think a gun is for most people. The guy who buys his girlfriend the pink gun because someone gave her the finger on the parkway. Is that girlfriend willing to get significant training and then pull that gun from her glove compartment and shoot and kill someone? I don't think so.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
It's Toyota Truck Month. Time to get a truck that works as hard as you do. Tacoma, Tundra. Built for the worksite, ready for the trail, and packed with tech that makes every drive smarter. Available with 360-degree panoramic cameras for perfect visibility in tight spots. Powered tailgate for easy loading. And a high-tech connected screen to keep you on the grid no matter where you are. All backed by the brand known for its legendary reliability, the rugged Toyota Tacoma, and the full-size Tundra are built to handle it all. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to test drive the Toyota truck you need. Find a great Toyota Truck Month deal today when you visit buyatoyota.com. That's buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Springtime's the perfect time to turn the page and refresh your home style. The only problem? It can be expensive. Luckily, there's a better way to shop well-worthy pieces for less at Bob's Discount Furniture. Bob's negotiates with manufacturers to get you the best everyday low prices, giving the shopping power back to you. The power to get more style, comfort, and quality for less on amazing pieces like stylish mid-century dining sets made for hosting those big spring brunches, pop-up sleeper sectionals with all the bells and whistles so you can turn any room into a guest room, and next-level Bobopedic mattresses so you can get a great night's rest after you've finished redecorating every room. So, when you're ready to spring into new style, stop into your nearest store or shop online and see how you can get wow-worthy style for less with Bob's Discount Furniture.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.
I don't believe in a gun culture, but we have one. Over 400 million guns, that's a gun culture. I love Lisa Fabus. Everything she says makes sense. Everything she does makes even more sense. And if I were to buy a gun, I would go to her for training. She's amazing, and she's an adult. She's in law enforcement. Her husband is in law enforcement. They get it. I just don't think you can be afraid enough. Too many things can happen. So Patrick made a point that actually is relevant in the break, in that what happens is boyfriend gets worried because girlfriend gets threatened on the parkway. So boyfriend buys girlfriend handgun. She puts it in her glove compartment. Without training, she overreacts, works to pull out of the glove compartment and points it at someone. It's just the worst things can happen if you're unprepared, untrained, and ill-advised. And I've had this talk with Kevin Krause, the sheriff, who I love, about the lines. There are lines around the block of people that look like they're in their mid-70s buying guns. What are you doing, man? I just don't get it. I don't. And that's maybe that's my fault. But I've been in several homes where people have been accidentally shot, kids, that sort of thing. Go ahead, Donna.
Hi there. Yes, couple points.
Yes, ma'am.
The why, I have a couple thoughts.
Sure.
I used to live in the city, and I teach at a college, and I had a student threaten me, and there's not much you can do. And in the city, I knew how long I would have to wait.
Great point.
That was the first time I thought, I need to do this. Now, total
hold, hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on, Donna. I love you. You know it. I love when you call in. But what you're suggesting is, and I don't want to talk for you, so you would be willing to shoot a student that was hurting you?
Well, if you would have read the letter that he sent me and what he was going to do to me, that could answer your question.
No, no, no. I want you to answer my... Would you be willing to shoot
yes,
a student?
So,
huh?
So, if I'm sitting in my apartment,
yeah,
and there's no way out, there's one way in, and I'm in my room, I'm not going out looking for trouble, but if that brick came through my window and that person was standing in my bedroom door, yes, I would. And you have to think through it. One of the classes we have...
Hold on. I wanted to bring up this issue at this Pittsburgh public school a week ago. There's a kid outside. He ruined 7 cars. He picked up a brick and etched the F word in their doors. If he comes at you with that brick and you had that moment crossing your mind that he could hurt you, would it be worth it to shoot a student? I'm being serious. I love you. You're very mature about this stuff. Would it be worth it to you? I don't know, man.
I would avoid that with everything
same,
I could. I would
same.
Try to run for help.
Same,
I'm not in the middle by myself.
Yeah, yeah.
What we learn in our home defense is you do everything you can to avoid it. You never want to have to use your gun.
No, it's
never.
True. Do you have a gun?
And yes, I do. And I go to the range twice a week.
Whoa.
And I encourage people to go out. What we do out here, we have women on target. We have NRA basic pistol. We have so many classes, but the home defense is the one that I think would really interest you because you sit there and go through situations like you just said.
Yeah.
What would you do? And you know what everyone always responds with at first? It depends. And you have to think that through. And they told us, listen, if you're sleeping in your house, first of all, you should have a dog. They're your best security system. But from the time someone wants to smash that door or window and come in, you have 4 seconds. If you haven't practiced, you might as well forget it.
Wow.
They're probably going to take the gun and use it on you.
Donna, what push? Have you ever been the victim of a crime? Ever?
Yes.
When?
Well, I got mugged when I was teaching downtown, Smithfield Street. Had 2 bags on my shoulder. I looked like the bag lady, and I was trying to get into the building. And some kid grabbed me and pulled me down. And I don't know what got into me. It made me angry. And I turned around, I swung. I've taken self-defense classes, hit him, knocked him off his feet.
Wow.
And this man, thank God, very nicely dressed, long cashmere coat, he came over. He said, are you okay? He thought I was a kid. I said, I'm not a kid. I'm a professor. And he said, are you okay? But he laughed. I said, what are you laughing about? Because I never heard anybody say, listen, kid, I don't have time to get mugged. I'm late.
Donna, you're the best. Donna, what do you have? A 9mm.
Yes, and also a 22. Uh-huh. And I like to shoot rifle. We have this course called Appleseed. You learn about Civil War, what happened, and the first gunshot that rang. It's very historical. But I would like to go back to your question, why?
Yes, ma'am.
One of my classes, I showed up, and there's a guy there. I'm thinking, I know that man. Haven't seen him in years. He's one of my Jewish friends, and he's very cerebral, Greeky, geeky kind of guy. He's a doctor. I said, what are you doing here? And he said, what are you doing here? And I said, well, our church has security. We have police outside for mass. He said, well, that's the same with us, the synagogue where I go.
Well, I can understand that. By the way, I can understand any Jew right now having a gun. I mean, I just can.
Yep.
It's horrible.
Yep.
Horrible.
He's had personal threats, plus the synagogue's been
threatened. Oh, hell yeah.
So, and to your point, Marty, about the training, think about this. Yeah. You don't take your kid out and drive him around the parking lot and say, okay, we did it. Go ahead. Drive your car. It's the same thing. You have to be trained. And
so, Donna, you go twice a week?
Yes, and I got my range safety officer.
Hold on. I'm going to ask you. Hold on. Hold on, Donna. How often do you think cops qualify?
What do you mean, cops?
Every year they have to qualify. Once a year. That's it. Once a year. That's
I went to one of their classes because my neighbor teaches it.
The point. The point is they only qualify once a year. I love them. Even cops aren't shooting that much. Matt, I know you're not really saying you let someone beat your wife to death. Go away, goofball. Some people are goofballs. Matt sits there bored, trying to irritate me or Colin or whoever he can. And that irritated me. You win today. Go ahead, Murray.
How you doing?
Good, brother.
I'm a gun owner, and I have rifles and numerous pistols. Guns are like cats. You start off with one. Before you know it, you got 30 of them in your house.
Oh, what a great story. Murray, how often do you ever go to the range? Did you go to the range?
Yeah, I haven't been to the range in
5 years.
In a year or so. I used to I like to target shoot.
Yeah.
I have a target rifle. And I also have several pistols. But what interested me was I belong to a gun club. I attended a seminar held by a lawyer who dealt with self-defense cases.
Uh-huh.
And I encourage anyone who's going to take a gun course to learn how to shoot it to find out what the laws are like for self-defense.
Really, 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 really smart. One of my boys who has an insane background in security, has a very high security clearance, is doing a great deal with the NFL draft, says you have at least 40 hours training. My brother, I promise you, 99% of the gun owners don't have 4 hours training. Rick, go ahead, brother.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, man.
I guess I was calling about, I guess, if you look at you, like you even stated a number, 400 million people have guns, right?
Yeah.
More people die from alcohol than murder.
It's true.
More people die from car accidents than murder.
It's true again.
Combined.
It's
like true. Those it's two, true. You know it's what
true.
I mean?
It's,
like,
it's true again.
And there are tragedies. I agree. Here's the problem. It's the people that are the bad guys that have guns.
The idiots.
You have no defense if you don't have one. And even if you get, you know, taken off guard, you're still like, you know.
But by the way, I love you. And I love your argument. And you're right. My only thing is, and it's all out there, most people get no training at all, brother. They just take the gun and go home. That's bad.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ignorant. You know what I mean? That's ignorance on your part. You don't realize what you don't know. And especially where you're located. It's one of the most liberal places in the country.
It's true again.
The judges, you know, they let your criminals go. And you
it's true again.
If you have something, you have a house, a car, you know, in a nice neighborhood.
And here's the other thing. Here's the other big, big, big issue. Kids are so curious, man. If you have a son and he sees you with a gun, my man, he'll find it with his friends. I did.
Yeah, I keep mine locked up.
Yep.
And you got to have a home plan. You got to have a plan where you have an area of refuge.
Nice.
You want that criminal to come
nice.
To you. You don't want to search for a criminal.
Nice.
You know, you get your family in a spot.
Wow.
And you hunker down. And then whenever they come around that corner, you got a clear opportunity to either, you know, engage, and you should be given verbal commands, et cetera.
Wow.
However, you just might not be able to make that plan.
Are you a cop?
You got to have an area of refuge. No.
You're fantastic. Wow. You must have a lot of training.
I don't have a whole lot. You just got to think about it. It's kind of, well, I was in the military and you do like close quarters battle, things like that. Like, so you know, so once you play the enemy or you play the perpetrator, you know what I mean? Like, not the enemy, but like, say, you know, and I guess about like personal security, yeah. You know, those types of things. I have limited, you know, training in it.
But, I think you're fantastic. I just beg people to get training. I just do. I am not disrespecting gun owners. That's, please don't twist it that way. I loved guns growing up. Loved. I was shooting guns when I was 6. For those who think I'm some kind of far left, I hate guns, guys. It's just not true. I was the youngest member ever of the Mars Rod and Gun Club, and proud to say that it's still there. My grandfather taught me to shoot. I had several guns. I had a shotgun. I had a 30-06. I had a 22 long. When I was a boy, my grandfather would take us to our farm every single day, 183 acres in Mars, a 3-degree road. And on the way, we'd buy a big box of 22 longs, and we would go in front of the house at the farm. It was like 120 years old, and he would set up a stand, and then we would put targets out in the field, and I would shoot. And this is 4 times a week. I loved it. I was in the rifle team, ROTC IUP. Wonderful ROTC program. Wonderful. But once I got older, I lost the time to do it. I did some hunting. I enjoyed that too. I love it. I love the hunting culture. I love that it brings families together. I don't love the number of guns that are just laying around for kids to jack with. And I hearken back to the 6-year-old boy who blew his head off with dad's gun, who was a cop, and was in his house with his mom and dad, and they wanted to die. I hearken back to the 4-year-old who shot his brother accidentally. It's just too much crap happens, man. And I regret that most people don't have time to make their own dinner anymore, yet go to a gun range twice a week. Most people don't, man. I used to love going to the gun range at IUP. It was very cool, very rewarding, and fabulous learning experience. My man Ray, my first weapon was a pellet gun. I would pump it up like 30 times. I loved it. I don't like the gun culture and the homicide culture. And the mass shooting culture. I don't like the fear that. Did you hear what Jews had to pay last year? Just for security, just for temple? $800 billion. I apologize. $800 million, I apologize. 800 million. I know a bunch of very successful entrepreneurs who are Jewish in this town. They are now afraid to go to temple, and it's not right. I have friends that protect their Christian congregations every Sunday. My man Mad Max, that's what he does. We are in a very, very violent culture. And I don't know that you getting another gun is going to help anyone without training. One of my boys, Wayne, says it best, and he's right because he knows, because he lives it. You should have a minimum of 40 hours training. I promise you, no one gets more than 4 hours. If you want us to hook you up with Lisa, she's the best trainer out there. The best. Best program. She's in law enforcement and gets it. I don't judge folks that are prepared. I judge the amateurs that hurt themselves or someone else. And that's the danger of all this drama over guns and the fear factor. In this belief that someday someone's kicking in your door and you're going to have to shoot and kill them in the middle of the night in a community that has no crime. I don't believe in living in fear. But I don't judge anyone that has a gun that's prepared to use it and know how to use it.
Spring is here, and the shopping list is long. Time to make a Lowe's run. Buy three bags, get three free of Stay-Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Plus, right now, members can earn 4 times the points on an eligible purchase. Start spring off strong with these deals and more. Our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 3/25 while supplies last. Soil offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change. Point boosters subject to exclusions and more terms apply. One time only offer.
Real skin results start with one daily ritual. Meet Daily Microfoliant from Dermalogica. This iconic exfoliating powder activates with water to gently polish away dullness and uneven texture. It leaves skin instantly smoother and more luminous while supporting your skin barrier. Formulated with professional expertise to deliver visible results daily, even on sensitive skin. Discover your healthiest skin today. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at checkout for an exclusive gift with your $65 purchase.
Toyota builds vehicles that don't just keep up, they lead the pack. On the road, in your routine, and most of all, within your budget. Take the Camry and Corolla, two stylish and dependable cars, both with the latest tech and driver-friendly features, and the performance to make every commute feel effortless. Or if you're chasing space, adventure, and versatility, check out Toyota's RAV4 and Grand Highlander, delivering the capability, comfort, and confidence to take you everywhere you need to go. Plus, with hybrid options designed for efficiency and four-wheel and all-wheel drive models ready for any terrain, your Toyota is more than just a reliable way to get around. It's built for your way of life. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has great financing and lease options available to qualified customers, meaning there's no better time to step into a new Toyota. Start your search for great deals today at buyatoyota.com. Toyota, let's go places.
You probably know Vistaprint for business cards, but did you know we print everything you need to get your brand in front of your fans? We print banners and signs that help your business stand out. We print postcards and flyers that get people talking. And we print must-have merch, like tote bags, t-shirts, and water bottles. Whether you want a few or a few thousand, we print on everything so that customers can go from noticing your brand to falling in love with it. Right now, new customers can get 20% off with code NEW20. Because if you need it, we print it at Vistaprint.ca.
Have you or a family member been diagnosed with early-stage non-small cell lung cancer that can be removed by surgery? Consider talking to an oncologist about your treatment options. Why? Because knowing your options before you have surgery can help your care team develop a treatment plan that's right for you. Learn about a potential treatment plan before and after surgery at askbeforesurgery.com. That's askbeforesurgery.com. And talk to an oncologist before your surgery.